Blog Talk Radio.
Just made. What's happening, folks? This is Black People Business Wednesday, and I forgot it was Wednesday. This is the host of the show, Stacey F. Johnson, and the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I hope everybody had a good Christmas. I know I did. And today we're talking about old nigga Kwanzaa. A nigga better not say happy Kwanzaa to me because nobody knows where it came from. It don't mean nothing, and it was given to Negroes by an old nigga. So that's what we're talking about today, Kwanzaa and what it means and the history of Kwanzaa and all that good stuff. And, I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. Hendrick will be calling in at 8:15. And you know what? We as Black people, we let people tell us any goddamn thing. Now, I haven't heard, nobody told me happy Kwanzaa, but I've heard somebody white say it today. Oh, today's the first day of Kwanzaa. No, it's not, because Kwanzaa isn't real. So I don't even know where the word came from. Why is there two A's on the end? But I'm going to read something from the most credible source that I could find in the last 50 minutes on what Kwanzaa was supposed to be about, so I can share with my audience. But this ain't real. This ain't some real shit. Okay, this ain't real. This ain't real, okay? Kwanzaa is not real. So today's the first day of something that's not real. And, of course, for Black people, it's the day after Christmas. Why can't it be before, like Hanukkah? Why we got to be after? Why Black History Month got to be the shortest month out of the whole fucking year? Keep that old shit. All right, so here we go. The history of Kwanzaa, a non-religious holiday. You know what? Okay. Bing, strike number one. A non-religious holiday, Kwanzaa, celebrates African-American heritage. Ain't that some shit? What does that mean in America? You might as well just call it Jay-Z Day. What is African-American heritage? What is the fuck does that mean in America? African-American heritage, pride, community, family, and culture. I want to throw up. The seven-day festival. 7 days, Negroes. And I guess we stole the menorah thing from the Jewish people, right? 7 days. And Dr. Karinge Karungo, okay, the nigga that helped infiltrate the Black Panthers. This is the nigga that came up with this stuff. And it's just as fake as the shit he was doing when he came up with it. All right? So here we go. Inspired by the civil rights struggles. Of who? Of the night. Who? Who besides that Negro endorses this shit? Anyway. Inspired by the civil rights struggles of the 1960s and based on ancient African traditions. Again, from who? What Black person in America knows a goddamn thing about ancient African traditions other than the fact our nigga asses was picking cotton and getting our asses beat and Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King? Stupid. Anyway. I just want to share Kwanzaa with you today because Kwanzaa is today and for the next 7 days, and it means absolutely nothing, okay? Here we go. Kwanzaa has become increasingly popular over the last decade to ignorant Negroes who continue to love to not know what the fuck they all about. More than 20 million ignorant Negroes, 20 million people celebrate in the United States, Canada, England, and the Caribbean. And in Africa, there is not, show me a nigga in Africa that is celebrating Kwanzaa other than the fact that they laughing at our dumb African asses. Ain't nobody in Africa celebrating Kwanzaa. If so, show me, I report that shit and show me. Anyway, Kwanzaa's ancient roots lie in the lion Negro, in African first fruit harvest celebration, what the hell, from which it takes its name. Oh, okay. The word Kwanzaa is derived from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruits. Yeah, right. Those roots are the foundation on which the modern holiday was built. Maunga Karenge, an African-American scholar and activist, conceived Kwanzaa after he infiltrated the Black Panther Party. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. That's an embellishment directly from me. Thank you very much. Conceived Kwanzaa in 1966 following the Watts riot. Currently, Karenge is chairman of the Department of Black Studies at California State University, Long Beach. Karenge says Kwanzaa is organized around five, And who is he? Organized around five fundamental activities common to other Africans. First, you know what? Slavery was common to Africans, but we don't do that shit no more, and it don't make no sense just as much as this shit don't make sense. The ingathering of family, friends, and community. You know, and I would love this shit if this is really what Black people are all about. Okay, we might as well celebrate NAACP Day as much as we celebrate Black History Month. This is just another waste of, you know, what real Black people went through to make us who we are. We celebrate this ignorant shit as if it's real. Reverence for the creator and creation. Although in the beginning they said it's a non-religious custom, but there's reverence for the creator. So how much sense does this make? Reverence for the creator and creation, including Thanksgiving, and commitment to respect the environment and heal the world. Isn't that sweet? Commemoration of the past. Now I got that right. Commemoration of the past, honoring ancestors, learning lessons, and emulating achievements of African history. What exactly does that mean? Recommended to the highest cultural ideas of the African community. For example, truth, justice. Is this Superman? That's where Superman got that. Truth, justice, respect for people and nature, care for the vulnerable, and respect for elders. Isn't that sweet? Black people are the shit. You see all the stuff we do as a people? Oh, shit. Celebration of the good of life. Oh, that's the fifth, one, two, three, four, spot. Celebration of the good of life. For example, life, struggle, achievement, family, community, and culture. And it's all bullshit. So happy Kwanzaa. Happy Bullshit Day. And you know what? It would be nice if Black people were all about the ingathering of family and friends and community. It'd be nice if Black people began to be about the reverencing the creator instead of listening to them fake niggas you listen to with the big hats and the suits and they all like 500 pounds each. Those niggas you listen to every Sunday. Okay? It'd be nice if we did commemorate the past, honoring our ancestors, learning some lessons, and emulating achievements of African history. I wish we would do that. That'd be nice. So, you know, take December 26th to remind yourselves of the shit that we ain't doing as a Black people, okay? Celebration of the good of life, life, struggle, achievement, all of that is some bullshit. So let's see, what else today was some bullshit? Somebody called me today looking for an endorsement for Les Brown and his little meeting that's going to be in Sacramento. And it's $5, and 100 Black men will be there. And that was just like ding, ding, ding. Because all my time in Sacramento, the 100 Black men had every room occupied in every public school, but nobody could ever remember the day the niggas came and actually did anything. So that's what I had to tell them. I said, look, Black people are good about getting together and talking and shit. We good about, you know, just talking about everything that's bad about us. But nobody really puts shit into action. Nobody, nobody. And I'm tired of that shit. And I'm almost 50 years old, and I'm tired of the shit. So I told him I'm tired of the shit. He actually listened for about 15 minutes, and I was very happy because he knows. And I told him I'd actually try to be there. But 100 Black Men and what they're talking about is achievements and something or another. And I said, no, it's all bullshit. I'm not going to give you $5 to talk about some shit that don't mean nothing. But then once we started talking, I decided yes. And I became a VIP in 20 minutes, and I can invite all my friends, and then I'm free. Because he understands that I'm passionate about what I think and what I feel about black people. And I got 50 more years, probably tops, you know, maybe a little more, to actually do something, to act out all the ideas that I have and to see the passions of my heart expressed in the things that I do for my community and for my family and for my friends and for all them old bogus-ass niggas out there that left me high and dry. I'm going to even help you, and you know who you are. So this is Black People Business Wednesday on Wednesday, and I got up at 3 o'clock today to work, and it is 8 p.m., and that's how I roll. Hendrick, my boo, will be here in a few minutes, and I'm going to take a break because I had a lovely Christmas with a lovely individual, and that lovely individual is still with me, and everything is peachy. And this is the diary where I love thee, and I'll be back. Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, where we are attempting to wake up black people, and that's a hard-ass job, boy, I tell you. If, I don't know, it'll get done. I'll stop tripping. You know, these past two years, no, almost 3 years of being just like floating, doing what I want to do, being blessed, and understanding what it means to really believe in God and have faith and watching it grow and work and stuff. And every day sometimes get a little scary, but then I got to remind myself of who I follow, and he ain't scared of shit. So there to go. Anyway, don't worry about Kwanzaa. Nobody say happy Kwanzaa because you don't know what it means, okay? And you don't know where it came from. And one nigga say it come from there, so I need to Google it and find out where it really comes from. You understand? No, there's no Kwanzaa. There's black people who don't know where they've been or where they're going. That's what today is, and that's what every day is. So I celebrate that every day. that black people wake the hell up, figure out who they are, what we all about as a people, and quit letting 10,000 niggas tell you who you are, where you come from. Especially Karenge Kugunga, or whatever that nigga name is. And I would love to talk to him, even if I'm halfway wrong. All these Negroes that got all this shit going on, but ain't nobody put nothing into action. And I'm tired of talking about what's wrong with black people. I see what's wrong with black people. I'm what's right with black people, and so is my little man, the big man, Hendrix, and he is actually here and on hold and wait for me to shut up. So I'm finna, like my son Chris say, the manager now has been promoted. Christopher Posey, who is now a manager at Jack in the Box. 3 full months and my baby promoted to manager. That's how we roll in this family. Shit. That's how we roll. Anyway, here's my boo. Hey, boo. Hey, boo. Uh-oh. Hey, boo.
Yeah,
hey.
I'm in the building. How you feel?
I'm good, boo. How you doing?
Hey, live and direct. I'm back in the diary. I've been listening, and I like, you know, your take on it is quite interesting. I definitely have to agree with you.
You know, what is a Kwanzaa, my nigga? What is a Kwanzaa? I understand, you know, he found it. It sounded cute and shit. And we went with it. We said, oh, well, the Jewish people got the minority. Yeah, we get one, too. What the hell?
Right.
What's it about? You know, what does it really mean? And what it talks about ain't got shit to do with us as a people today, you know, or even our thinking today. So why
right.
celebrate it? You know what I'm saying? You tell me.
Well, I mean, from what I know about it growing up and seeing and hearing about it, you know what I mean? You know, because a lot of people, you know, if it was just for black people, you know, it would have been celebrated. You know what I mean? You know, more than like the handful of people I know would celebrate it if it was like world renowned. You know what I mean?
You're right. If it meant something,
you know,
it was real.
I just think it's just, you know, it's just something to, I mean, I get embracing your culture. I get, you know, being unified. But what about the other 11 months off the year? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what is that all about? And you know what? America don't give a damn about Kwanzaa, because if they did, there'd be 10 million Kwanzaa shits you could buy at the store. You got to
right.
go to the African store to buy something for Kwanzaa. You know, and where
right.
is the African store anymore? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, please. They just say, here, niggas, here's another bone. Every 20 years or so, 30 years, 40 years, they throw us a bone. Barack Obama, he's the newest bone. So what the hell are we going to do with it? You know what I'm saying? Dig up some of them old-ass bones and ask them niggas to give us back all the civil rights money. That's what I'd like for them to do, including Karenge Kagunga, whatever that nigga name is. You feel me?
Yeah,
don't
I mean,
be confusing
this is
black people about who we are. We confused enough.
Well, see, this is also the thing. In the age that we live in, the technology that we have access to and the information superhighway, if this Negro was at Chevron, I wouldn't know who he was. And, you know what I'm saying? So
if he was getting gas, you wouldn't know who that nigga was.
Exactly.
Right.
So if your cause is that valid,
yeah.
Stuff that we believe in, we'll
yeah.
put our face in front of.
Yeah,
you know, we will be able to identify that guy. We will know who this guy is. And, you know, he hasn't
yeah.
been active in my community. I don't even know who to do. What's his name again?
Some Karenge. And I think that's the new nigga name. You know, he got a new nigga name. Everybody did, including Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. Back in the day, everybody was a new nigga and had a nigga name. You know, they was all African. You know, so I don't even know if that's his American name or what. He the same color as my daughter, which was extremely yellow. And he's a big old nigga. I don't know. You know, but...
See, but this is my take, because, you know, I went to, you know, I'm a in a historically black college. And, you know, we ran into some of them...
I didn't even know that nigga.
I mean, we ran into some of those deep cats that, you know, black men embrace your heritage, and the white man gave you that, you know, because my last name is Johnson. You know, that's a slave name. And I said, well, okay, so what you going to rename
yourself?
I like
that name. That's a nice
name.
I
like that name, too. I happen to like it, too. But what are you going to rename yourself? You going to just be a parallelogram or something? You just going to be a symbol?
Hey.
You know what I mean?
High tree, strong tree. What's it mean in African, nigga? That's your new name. I don't know. You know?
I don't know. Just don't get too deep. Don't get too deep. And like I said, if you believe in Kwanzaa and you believe in, you know, all of the principles of Kwanzaa,
right?
Where can we find you year round?
Where is it at?
You believe, what
where
else
you
do you believe in year round?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Where are you enforcing the in-gathering of family, friends, and community, nigga? Where? When Lil Remont gets shot, everybody run down and see the nigga bleed to death. That's about it. Other than that, or a mom and them, they get on the TV and they start crying. But other than that,
what are you doing for your community? And
your
you believe in Kwanzaa. You believe in Kwanzaa, but you live in View Park in a big-ass house. So once you be a real African and just build your ass a hut and move out your house, move your ass outdoors, move your closet behind outdoors, and don't use no irrigation, don't use no running water.
But the nigga is a professor, right, of African studies. You'd think he would be able to have some reach, right? And if this is your true calling, wouldn't you be? I mean, I would. And we will, we are, and I have. Wouldn't you be trying to go to schools and shit, high schools, and say, you know, this is Kwanzaa. You know, this is Kwanzaa. This is some real shit here. I'm a professor, and I teach it at the college, and I got workshops for y'all because this is what I'm really. You know what I'm saying? We love talking about what's all fucked up about us, and we got 10,000 solutions, but they killed all the real niggas and left all these old fake niggas behind. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
new
niggas had to be born.
All the Jesse Jacksons of the world. All the Jesse Jacksons of the world.
God.
You know, all the fake politicians, the Al Sharptons, you know, all these old fake cats. You know, it's time for them to find something they good at doing. And like I said, what have you done for me lately? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What have you done inside of your community? Like I said, if he was doing something, he'd be a household name. We don't know who the cat is. Like I said, you telling me, that's the first time I heard this dude's name.
Right. And you know, and half the black people don't even know today is Kwanzaa. But for the three that do, a nigga don't call me and tell me nothing about happy Kwanzaa.
Today is Kwanzaa. Okay.
Today is the beginning, right? It's based on the Swahili phrase. Nigga, where is Swahili? Who is that? Who are they? Who is them? You know, I mean, we don't know enough about Africa to be basing shit we do once a year on Swahili, anything. Make it Martin Luther King Day or something. Celebrate his life for 7 days. A nigga we know that actually did something for somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's Martin Luther King. It's, you know, shit. Something. He's our little. He's something.
And keep it 100 with you. I don't want to partnership with a whole lot of African stuff because they don't know God. So I don't want to partnership up with that voodoo stuff anyway.
Right.
So,
you
said, some people just jump on. Some people, they comfortable jumping on the bandwagon. You know what I mean?
When you don't know who you are, you just jumping from boat to boat. Nigga, figure out who you are and get stable somewhere and study your real culture. You know, not some old fake shit a nigga made up because, I mean, that tells you right there. We don't care who y'all niggas are, where you're from. We just going to make up some pretend ass shit. We know you're from Africa because you're the blackest niggas here. So let's see. What they do in Africa? They got some fruit together. They, you know what I mean? They did believe in family and community until we broke them up. So, you know, this is all some bullshit.
This is my thing. Don't try to con me into believing your truth, and then you're not living your truth. Okay.
Yeah.
You want us to go back to the motherland and embrace our heritage, embrace our culture. Okay, cool. But
we do that. We need to do that.
No,
ain't nothing wrong with that, you know.
No, no, no. But see, if you're not living it 100%, I can't roll with you. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. And
you
show me some shit that makes sense.
Well, you want me to embrace my culture and go back to not all natural? You want me to be all natural? Okay, but take the toilet paper out your damn house. Okay?
You want me to be all natural?
No, you
well,
want me to be all natural.
Necessarily. I mean, damn.
Why are you using, toilet paper then? Be all natural, shit.
Okay,
get some bamboo leaves and wipe your ass. Wipe your ass with some bamboo leaves,
nigga.
No, you
want to be all banana leaves, nigga. Okay?
Cut the damn TV off. Cut the TV off. Okay? And walk every damn where barefoot.
And quit warming up that Afro pick and combing out that hair, nigga, because they didn't have Afro picks like that in Africa. He wore
no.
a blowout. That nigga walking around with a blowout. He got a blowout kid.
Exactly.
See, my boo, you don't know
so,
the
like
blowout
I said,
kid. I had a blowout kid. Oh,
like I said, practice what you preach, and don't preach me no matter.
And keep it
right.
consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you don't say this, then work it, live it, do it, or shut the fuck up. It's real simple.
Well, you know, you say happy Kwanzaa, but you know, but you got a white woman.
You say.
You happy Kwanzaa, but you got a white woman at the house.
But you married to Becky. You talking about happy Kwanzaa? No.
Exactly.
Nigga, no.
And just
because
you got dreadlocks don't mean you deep. I can't
yeah,
stand
right?
that. That's what we used to get into that. You know, I went to Clark Atlanta University. We used to cross paths with a lot of cats from Morehouse and Morris Brown, and you get these cats that come down and visit from Howard, and yeah, because they had dreadlocks.
Yeah.
They used to think they was deep. Man, you ain't deep because you got some dreadlocks. You just
in Jamaicans
you know,
be mad that niggas that made dreadlocks a fashion, okay? Shit, quiet as it's kept, you know?
I'm just saying,
Hey,
you ain't deep because you got some dreads, bro.
You ain't deep because you dread, nigga. What's it mean to dread? Don't even spell it right.
But I like to have, what's his name, Ambrosia, whatever his name is. Call him into the show, man.
Tell me your involvement with the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, nigga. And once you showed up, it started to get all fucked off. Tell us about that shit. That's what I want to know. Oh, following the Watts riots. Oh, yeah, it was following a little more than just that. Okay, and where does he, how he end up the Department of Black Studies? You know what I'm saying? But we got 90 seconds, boo. I'm going to give you 45 of them.
Well, I mean, the truth be told, just be real with yourself. Do your part in your community. Pick up trash in your neighborhood. And you ain't got to celebrate Kwanzaa. It's year-round. You black the whole 365.
You
ain't got to
celebrate
You ain't got to be black in December or February. Be black year-round. And you don't need another nigga to tell you that.
And live some shit if you're going to celebrate it. Live it, okay? Including Christmas. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
thanks for having me on, Stacey. You awesome. Keep it up.
Hey, you know we good, and you know I love you, and this is a diary, and Black People Business Wednesday already. I was like, damn, it's Wednesday already? Man, but we good, and I love you, and you know we be back tomorrow. And if a nigga tells you happy Kwanzaa, tell that nigga I said call me ASAP because I got something for him. All right, boo. I love you, and we will talk
love
tomorrow.
You too, peace.
All right,
peace,
folks.